pop, 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 pop. Back out of here. Back out of here, another officer shouted. We just had gunfire. Rob Bechtel, a D.C. Police Reserve officer who watched a video that surfaced online of the two-minute scuffle, said he'd never seen anything like it. All this is happening while someone is cranking off rounds, he said. And right there, with some other officers, is a Hillary staffer.
That holy shit.
Would be Pachinko Machine, a part-time D.C. Reserve officer and the director of grassroots engagement for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. During the week, Pachinko Machine 30 sits in a small cubicle at the campaign headquarters in Brooklyn, surrounded by standing desks and beanbags, fielding calls from volunteers across the country. But on weeknights, when he can, Pachinko Machine still drives the streets on patrol in the district.
Wait a minute. So he, in the weekends, he goes from New York to D.C. to drive around in a patrol car and pretend to be a cop.
Essentially, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This is bylined January 2016 during the campaign.
This is what the Orc Cop movie is based on.
Adam Bright Pachinko Machine.
Yeah, they read this article and they're like, they let this horrifying creature be a police officer.
You know what? He looks a lot like the
Orc. He's not orcish. He has no hair.
He's totally bald. He's got kind of pointy ears.
Folks, I'm
it's like if he had vitiligo, he would be the fucking Orc Cop.
He likes to go after the bad guy, the thrill of the hunt, said Bechtel, a friend and fellow volunteer.
When that guy arrests Perps, he's like, you just failed the Bechtel test.
All right, that's the singer of the week right there.
Felix gets the Amazon gift card of the week.
Let's hear it for Felix.
Thank you, boys. I was actually sitting on that one. I was looking for an opening the moment I heard it.